Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. President Biden explains his decision to leave the race. We have the story.
One person injured in a mini bike crash in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Comcare Children's Services will be moving soon. We'll tell you where and how soon that move will occur coming up.
President Biden says he's putting democracy above ambition by stepping down from his reelection bid.
Sitting behind the Resolute desk, President Biden says while he reveres the office, he loves his country more.
So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation.
The president did not say whether or not he thought he could beat former President Trump in an election rematch, but says the defense of democracy is more important than any title.
But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
President Biden praised his vice president, Kamala Harris, who is now the presumptive Democratic nominee, calling her tough and capable. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One person was critically injured in a crash in southwest Wichita last night. Sedgwick County Dispatch received a call just before 10 o'clock. The report of a single vehicle crash at West 50th Street South and South Seneca. The victim believed to be a juvenile, and the vehicle involved in this was similar to a minibike.
Sedgwick County commissioners have approved a lease agreement for a new home for Comcare Children's Services.
The county will lease 35,000 square feet of space at Brittany Sitter at 1938 North Woodlawn. Their current leases at 350 South Broadway and 329 South Topeka are expiring, and the county must vacate by the end of August. The county has been looking for new office space after being notified in January that their current leases would not be renewed. Commissioner Jim Howell says he doesn't like that county services are continuously moving.
In my personal opinion, I really wish we would be moving towards a purchase. I know this isn't the building that Comcare wanted.
The Brittany Center lease will cost the county $507,500 annually for the first 3 years, with increases after that. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress yesterday met with crowds of protesters both inside and outside the Capitol. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
Thousands of anti-Israel protesters who are upset over the war in Gaza following Hamas's attack on Israel protested near the Capitol building. Some of the protesters took down and burned U.S. flags and then replaced them with Palestinian flags outside Union Station. Now, during his address to Congress, Netanyahu had this message for the protesters wreaking havoc on the streets.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
And some of the protesters also clashed with police. It's unclear how many of them were arrested.
And Vice President Kamala Harris was absent from the speech because of previous travel commitments.
KNSS News Time now, 7, make that 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
One of the big annual events on the Wichita sports calendar, baseball-wise, begins this evening. We'll preview the National Baseball Congress World Series coming up in sports.
Illegal drug and dogfighting ring broken up in Florida. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Powerful winds and hundreds of lightning strikes from thunderstorms rattled eastern Oregon and Idaho, cutting power and pushing wildfires that include an Oregon fire, which is already the largest active blaze in the nation. The Durkee Fire is burning near the Oregon-Idaho border, about 130 miles west of Boise, and has closed a long stretch of Interstate 84. The 500-person town of Huntington, Oregon, remains evacuated, and officials say the fire merged with another large blaze and also crossed the interstate Wednesday afternoon. Flash flood warnings were also issued in Huntington and other nearby areas.
A man in Arizona who murdered his own family is going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Three life sentences handed down to 37-year-old Navy veteran Brendan Lujan. In August 2021, he got into an argument about him and his wife getting kicked out of his parents' house. Maricopa County prosecutors say he then shot and killed both of his parents and a younger brother. Apparently, the brothers got into a fight when Lujan whipped out a handgun and shot him. When the parents ran out of the bedroom and tried to stop him, he killed them too. His two young daughters were in the car outside while this was happening, and they could hear the gunshots and screaming from outside. Not only was he found guilty of three counts of first-degree murder, his wife, Raylene, who acted as the getaway driver, got 3 years in prison. John Saucier, Fox News.
An illegal drug and dog fighting ring is broken up in Florida.
13 suspects are under arrest in Pinellas County, and various kinds of drugs, guns, cash, and more than 100 dogs have been seized. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the case underscores the problems at the southern border.
We got a really, really serious drug problem in this country, and what it comes from is there's too many drugs coming in, and we know where they're coming from. They're coming primarily from the border.
Police say the dogs were found in kennels in a backyard, along with treadmills and dog-fighting paraphernalia. The dogs will be put up for adoption. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A French bulldog has died after being stolen and left in a hot delivery truck.
Police say a FedEx driver stole the French bulldog from a family in North Carolina and threw it in the back of his hot truck, where the pet died as he completed his delivery route. The now ex-employee, Kamani Johan Marshall, is accused of stealing the $5,500 championship show dog named Tori with the intent to breed it. Marshall reportedly knew the dog's owners and had previously asked them about breeding with one of his dogs, but the owners declined the offer. Marshall surrendered to authorities. He's now charged with larceny of a dog, possession of stolen goods, and cruelty to animals. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, the roadways, well, the traffic volumes are already starting to look a little bit lighter out there. Not really seeing as much traffic on the roadways right now. And out there on those highways, definitely not seeing any slowdowns on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Heaviest traffic that we're seeing in the Wichita area right now does appear to be right around Kellogg and Webb Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For your Thursday, we're going to hit the repeat button. Mostly sunny skies, toasty high of 96 degrees. A southerly wind still going to be pretty light, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Skies are going to stay clear after dark as we dip back down to 69. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And we have a sunny sky, north, make that a west wind at 7 miles per hour. 77 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-price pints and $7 signature old-fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Thursday morning, July 25th. And it was on this date in 1946, the United States detonated an atomic bomb near Bikini Atoll in the Pacific in the first underwater test of the device.
The atomic age.
The atomic age began on this date in 1946. KNSS News Time now, 8:11. And, of course, some major developments on the political front here in just the past couple of days. And then President Biden addressing the nation last night from the Oval Office. And we want to talk a little bit more about this morning with Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning to you.
Of course, nothing like this has happened, except we're comparing it with what happened with Lyndon Johnson when he decided he was not going to seek a second term. And
that's the last time it happened, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, it's pretty extraordinary to go that long with a president opting not to run for another term that they were eligible to run for. That speech also delivered in the Oval Office under kind of similar circumstances, right? I mean, LBJ was dealing with a very divided Democratic Party who was souring on him over his response to the Vietnam War. The country was obviously very divided. over the Vietnam War. And he basically said that he needed to focus fully on that and remove himself from politics. Yesterday, the president said that democracy and is on the line in this election, and that it is now time to unite the party, unite the country, to pass the torch, he said, to a new generation, to some younger voices. You know, never mentioned Donald Trump by name, never said whether or not he thought he could win a second term. He did say he thought he merited a second term, but didn't say whether or not he thought he could win one. But I think that the concession there that he was going to put democracy and saving democracy above what he called personal ambition is a pretty good indication of what at least his advisors were telling him the outcome of the election may have been.
And probably just speculation. I bet you the family had a lot to do with that.
I think that's right. We heard from Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday afternoon before the president spoke. And you know, there were a lot of questions about how did he change his mind so quickly? You know, you guys here at the White House and the campaign had been saying that he was not going to step down, that, you know, he was full steam ahead. The campaign had put out a campaign schedule, rally schedule, fundraising schedule, all of those things. Saturday night, as the president was at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, he had a meeting with pretty tight-knit advisors, longtime political advisors, as well as members of his family. And apparently it was that meeting Saturday night that led him to change his mind, we are told, Sunday afternoon, shortly before he informed his campaign staff and shortly before he hit send on that statement, on that letter that was sent out on X, on Twitter.
A lot of people, Americans, look at this and may say, hey, you know what? You're 81 years old. Why go through all this? When's enough enough? Most of us like to retire in our 60s if we can.
Well, politicians are built a little differently.
Right.
So I will say that. But listen, I think again, this seemed to be at every stage a decision that the president was basing largely on what he thought would prevent former President Trump from winning re-election. When the president campaigned and was even elected in 2020, he described himself as a bridge candidate, somebody who could kind of steady the ship and then pass it on to somebody new. That was his rationale, he said, for selecting Kamala Harris as his running mate. As Donald Trump emerged again as the Republican front runner and then their nominee, the president said in his news conference earlier this month that he thought that the situation changed and that he had a track record of beating Donald Trump and that he still believed he was the Democrat best able to do that. Clearly, that is no longer what his thought process was, but he has been sort of consistent, right, in kind of these decisions being guided in his mind, in his view, along the what he has called an existential threat the former president and that kind of movement he thinks presents to the American institutions.
Jared, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it. The Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern talking about the president's address from the Oval Office. And just thinking back to that a time when President Johnson decided he was not going to run for re-election, and it was a time when the Vietnam War was so hot, and his party, Eugene McCarthy, was the anti-war candidate, and he at the same time, McCarthy was talking with Bobby Kennedy, who was going to come on, Robert Kennedy, the President Kennedy's younger brother, who he was coming on strong. I mean, he was on the way. And, you know, Lyndon Johnson was one of the greatest politicians who ever lived. He saw all this. He knew what was in the wings and what was going on. And that Vietnam War, he just could not figure a way to get out of it without, you know, trying to save face for the country and do the right thing. And he just couldn't find his way out. And so he gave up and said, I got to get out of here. And why do these guys, like Jared was saying, politicians are different. They don't care how old they are. They think this is the most important thing in the world. They're going to keep going.
LBJ, he was trying to figure out a way to win the war and get us out.
Yeah.
or at least get some peace talks going. Yeah.
And just those military guys all around him kept saying, well, we need to do more bombing.
More bombing, more guys.
We need more. We need more.
And it's, see, what year was that? 66?
So you're talking 68.
Yeah. I was coming into draft age there. I was watching that pretty closely, what was going on next. A lot of us were. All right, so the president last night saying, I'm passing this torch to a new generation. 818 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's sports time again with Ted Woodward. And something's going on in Wichita that has been going on all of my lifetime and yours.
Yeah.
And they're doing it again this year, right?
Yeah, here we are. We are revved up to another great annual event in Wichita sports, the 90th annual National Baseball Congress World Series. Dates all the way back to the mid-1930s. And it all takes place this year at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University for the next week and a half. 16 teams vying for this year's championship. Tonight is opening night, day one of the National Baseball Congress World Series. Pool play begins with two games tonight. We get underway at 6 o'clock this evening. Top prospect Texas taking on the defending champions, the Hutchinson Monarchs. In the late game at 8:30 tonight, you've got Tulsa Sandlot taking on the Seattle Studs. Here's your two games as we get underway tonight at the National Baseball Congress World Series for the 90th time. Another event on the annual Wichita calendar, basketball, the 11th annual TBT. Some more action last night, the $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament. Wichita hosting a regional on the campus of Wichita State at Koch Arena for the basketball tournament, TBT. 2,700 fans on hand last night, most of them dressed in crimson and blue, rooting for their former KU players. KU alums Mass Street taking on Colorado alums Team Colorado in the round of 16, third round play in the regional final last night. Things looked pretty good for Mass Street. Had an 11-point lead late in the game before going ice cold, including the Elam ending. Mass Street was outscored 19-5 down the stretch and lost that big lead and fell to Team Colorado 84-81. It's Team Colorado that advances out of the Wichita Regional into the quarterfinals. How about Team Colorado? Just sending everyone home a little bummed out of Koch Arena.
Yeah.
In the first round, Team Colorado beat the K-State alums, Purple Rain. Then in the second round, they beat the Wichita State alums, the Aftershocks. And last night, they beat the KU alums, Mass Street. Knocked out all three Kansas teams. Team Colorado moves on into the quarterfinals of the TBT. Not so great news for you from the Wind Surge nor the Kansas City Royals, both blowing both bullpens, blowing chances late in the game. The Wind Surge had a tie game, but then gave up four runs in the bottom of the eighth, 7-4 loss at Amarillo. The Wind Surge has lost 11 of their last 12 road games. Kansas City Royals had a 4-3 lead in the ninth inning, could not close it out. Bullpen blew it. The Diamondbacks scored five runs in the top of the ninth inning. Beat the Royals 8-6. Back-to-back losses for the Royals, who have an off day today. Former KU athletic director Bob Markham passed away this week at the age of 87 of a stroke. He was the athletic director at KU in the late 1970s into the early 1980s. He was the guy that rehired football coach Don Fambro. It was a pretty good hire. Rehire. Came back to win Big 8 Coach of the Year and took KU to a bowl game in the early 80s. Former KU athletic director Bob Markham passed at the age of 87. Let's go back to Major League Baseball. The Cincinnati Reds in Atlanta yesterday taking on the Braves. Game one of a scheduled doubleheader, even though the nightcap got rained out. But in the first game, boy, the Reds, their cleanup hitter, first baseman, former Wichita Wind Surge star Spencer Steer. The action on Bally Sports Ohio.
De La Cruz, larger lead. Steer slaps to right. Duvall changes his angle and comes up short on the dive. De La Cruz scores. Steer up to second. Duvall throws in. Steer shooting for third. And a terrible relay by Zach Short. Steer stumbles, pops up. He races for home, and he scores. Base hit and then a major gaffe on the horrendous throw from Zach Short. And that error opens the door to a second score. It is 2-0 Reds.
Hey, it's a little league home run. In the big leagues, it's a triple. Spencer Steer, 3-for-5, two doubles, a triple, drove in three runs. Reds beat the Braves 9-4, sweeping the brief two-game series. Wow. Spencer Steer, top 10 in the National League in doubles and runs driven in. Former Wind Surge player Spencer Steer for the Cincinnati Reds. 25 years ago on this day, Steve, Cooperstown, New York. induction class into the Baseball Hall of Fame. How about this class? Smokey Joe Williams, Orlando Cepeda, Robin Yount, Nolan Ryan, and George Brett.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good class.
How about that induction class into the Baseball Hall of Fame? That was 25 years ago on this day. Hey, speaking of baseball and the wind surge, how would you like to win that great wind surge prize package from Homeland Construction Services?
Yes.
Valued at $175. These are for select weeknight games throughout the rest of the season. You get a free table for four on the concourse in a loge box. You get to eat all the free food you can eat upstairs. And you get to park in the Maple Street lot right by the stadium. Free parking, free food, free table for four on the concourse. Wow.
And there's a baseball game.
And there's a baseball game brought to you by Homeland Construction Services. Hey, would you like to win that prize package? Here's what you do. To go to the KNSS webpage, knssradio.com. Click on contests. You click on the Wind Surge Loge Box contest link. You fill out the entry form and hit submit. And you're in.
There you go.
Maybe you'll win that great Wind Surge Loge Box ticket prize package from Homeland Construction Services. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Harris is more liberal than Bernie Sanders. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Thursday morning, 77 degrees. Former President Donald Trump campaigning in Charlotte, North Carolina, focusing on a new general election adversary.
Former President Trump still had his usual criticisms of President Biden, but has now turned his attacks squarely on Vice President Kamala Harris. He told supporters in Charlotte she's responsible for the border and the war in Ukraine.
She's so bad for us. Everything Kamala touches turns into a total disaster.
North Carolina is seen as critical to the victory path for both parties in November. Former President Trump won the state in 2016 and 2020, but Vice President Harris is considering the state's governor, Roy Cooper, as a running mate. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is a step closer to a new home for its administrative offices. County commissioners have given the authority for a bond sale for the project, estimated at just below $28 million. The county is either going to build a new facility or renovate an existing building. However, no site yet selected. The county lease at the downtown Ruffin building is set to expire in June next year. At the next meeting, commissioners will look at potential extension, though, through the summer of 2028.
House lawmakers have replaced American flags taken down by protesters.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Woo!
Yeah!
A group of House Republican lawmakers say the Pledge of Allegiance outside of D.C.'s Union Station after they raised three new American flags. The flags were taken down by pro-Palestinian protesters who took to the streets in frustration over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News Radio about the message they're trying to send.
This is a message that we're going to stand for America, America's values and freedom. That's what the flag represents. And we're the greatest, most powerful, strongest, most free nation in the history of the world.
Capitol Police have arrested multiple protesters. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Bernie Bluestein fought a unique battle in World War II. He was sworn to secrecy regarding his true mission as a ghost soldier.
Now, at age 100, Bluestein can look back on his service with a group of 1,100 Americans recruited from art schools and studios across the U.S. to deceive Nazi forces, using inflatable military equipment, fake radio messages, sound effects, and other deceptive techniques. It was a secret that he kept for over 50 years. His son admits that he would only say about his service is that he did camouflage. Bluestein and the 10 remaining Ghost Army veterans were recently awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, 10 of the approximately 170 presented in American history and Congress's highest honor.
Every one of you people who've touched my life, has influenced me, meant a great deal in me being where I am today. And I appreciate having the association with all of you. And I want to God bless you for all of that. Thank you.
In 1996, their mission was declassified, and the world learned of the Ghost Army for the first time. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 851 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission approves lease for a new home for ComCare Children's Services.
Two.
Juvenile injured in a mini bike accident in southwest Wichita.
One.
President Biden says he dropped out of the presidential race to put democracy above ambition. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras right now, seeing very thin traffic volumes out there, so things looking pretty good. Heaviest traffic I'm seeing right now, westbound on Kellogg, and it's right around 143rd Street East. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 96 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 71. And then on Friday, sunny and hot again. Tomorrow's high 93. Now sunny, 77 degrees, west wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading is underway on Wall Street. The Dow is up by 131 points after dropping 500 yesterday. The S&P is down 3 points, and the NASDAQ is off a little over 80 points.
And a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A prominent national publication, again, highlighting multiple Wichita-based financial institutions among the best in Kansas. For a fourth year in a row, Forbes naming Emprise Bank to its America's Best Banks in Each State list. That also includes Intrust Bank. Meritrust Credit Union made the America's Best Credit Unions in Each State rankings for the third straight year. Emprise coming in number 3 on the bank-specific list for Kansas, with Security Bank of Kansas City in the number 1 spot.
As industry leaders ponder the future of Spirit AeroSystems' defense portfolio after its sale to Boeing, Textron's Bell Division is expected to find a new supplier for work on its future long-range assault aircraft for the U.S. Army. In Wichita, Spirit builds a fuselage on the V-280 Valor for Boeing's FLRAA program, and it's considered to be one of the most important defense programs in the local economy. After the closure of Boeing's acquisition, expected in the mid part of next year, Aviation Week reported Thursday that Texas-based Bell is likely to either search for a different company to build the fuselage or take on the work itself. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Today is National Chili Dog Day, celebrating we're coming to the end of National Hot Dog Month.
Chili dog!
And who doesn't like a good chili dog? A little mustard, maybe some onions on there.
I like a good chili cheese dog.
Chili cheese dog. What could be better than that?
I got to tell you, until I tried mustard on a chili dog, I never would have thought it'd be very good, but it is. It's really fantastic.
You know, something that I was taught, eating chili at New Way one day with my late father-in-law, and about the only time I ever ate a meal with him, we were having some chili, and he says, here, put this on there. Put some vinegar in it. And I loved it. It's outstanding. By the way, yesterday when you answered the phone as me when my wife called, in my voice,
yeah.
Did she think it was actually me?
I think she did.
She bought it, huh?
Yeah. Answered the phone as you in your voice, and she started talking to me. I said, this isn't Steve, it's Ted.
We could create some serious problems. We'll just have some fun with her, couldn't we? And we have before.
We've done it before.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you. Made her day. All right, come up, we got the Glenn Beck program this morning. Why Pennsylvania Democrats are becoming Republicans. That's on the way. Top of the hour news this morning, President Biden explaining his decision to leave the race. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go on the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita. Stearman.